Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. It's 71 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies all around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, honoring former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize. Thursday, October 24th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next few minutes, we will get you the details on the temporary halt to the execution of a death row inmate in Texas. It's very unusual. Talk about the surge in the popularity of the WNBA. We will get our weekly science news roundup from the hosts of the podcast Shortwave. We will also have a conversation with Reba McEntire, sort of wrapping up your week of All Things Considered with an icon. All of that coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
If there's a jazz supergroup in Kansas City, it could well be Wiretown, a band featuring guitarists Danny Embry and Rod Fleeman. Tomorrow evening on the next Live at Green Lady Lounge, Wiretown, with an hour of original Kansas City jazz. Join us for Live at Green Lady Lounge tomorrow evening at 6 on your KPR1 stations. Lows in the mid-40s tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. It's 73 degrees in Topeka, 71 in Atchison. It's 6:20.
Sapropani's Art of Bunraku takes a very serious approach to the craft of puppeteering.
These are irreplaceable and beautiful works of art that are used on stage.
And it can take decades to learn how to master one of the life-size puppets. We learn more about this traditional art form that's on an American tour on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for Weekend All Things Considered on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall and 1313 Mockingbird Lane as they present Bram Stoker's Dracula, showing at Liberty Hall from October 18th to 20th. Tickets available at the Liberty Hall box office or online at libertyhall.net.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Lows in the mid-40s tonight, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. It is 70 degrees here in Lawrence. It is 6:30.
NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Forest Service is asking farmers in Kansas to pause their harvest this week because of heightened wildfire risk. Despite the cooler temperatures, climatologists say warmer, drier winters and autumns are expanding wildfire season, and harvest machinery can cause sparks during a time with plenty of fuel for fires. A meteorologist at Kansas State University, Chip Redmond, asked farmers in a video on social media to use caution.
This might not be a bad time to just kind of pause and stay out of the field. I know multiple locations over the last several weeks have asked people to stop harvesting on the days with the high winds because they're getting so many fire starts.
Most corn and soybean harvests are nearing the finish line, giving many farmers the option to pause harvests. Wind speeds have been reaching 60 miles per hour in western Kansas. Spirit AeroSystems says it will furlough about 700 employees this month due to the ongoing Boeing strike in Seattle. Spirit says the three-week furloughs will begin on October 28th, and they will include blue-collar workers as well as white-collar employees, all working on the 767 and 777 programs. Because of the strike at Boeing, Spirit cannot ship the fuselages it manufactures to the Seattle area. Spirit says it does not have room to store the excess parts. Spirit officials say if the Boeing strike continues past Thanksgiving, more furloughs or layoffs are possible. Spirit is the city's largest employer with about 13,000 workers. As the Kansas City Chiefs prepare for their rematch Sunday with the San Francisco 49ers, the team's also working on a stadium deal. Sam Zeff reports.
Chief CEO Clark Hunt continues to say all options remain on the table, renovating Arrowhead or a new stadium in either Kansas or Missouri. Hunt says negotiations with Missouri officials have been slowed by the upcoming election, where a new governor will be elected.
And so once we get past that, we think that'll really open up the opportunity for us to have more constructive conversations.
Both Republican Mike Kehoe and Democrat Crystal Quaid have said the state should work to keep the Chiefs in Missouri. Hunt also said the team is interested in a new practice facility, and he's not opposed to playing games in one state and practicing in another. I'm Sam Zeff.
Support for NPR.
Hurricane Helene devastated much of western North Carolina, and even though swatches of the state are still without water and electricity, victims of the flood are volunteering to help their neighbors. You can listen to that story on All Things Considered tomorrow. Just turn on your radio or ask your smart speaker to play your local radio station. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, KPR friends. It's Destiny from Evening Classical inviting you to the closer for Live Day. You can meet me and my friends. I am actually playing the violin Spooky Sounds for you. October 25th, Friday, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. It's free. I would so love to meet all of you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
And again, more information about Live Day is available at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Lots of frequencies all listed for you at the website that I just mentioned, but I'll mention it again, kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming 24 hours a day.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
Stay with us. Coming up, following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations, is Film Music Friday. Back to the film music. We've wrapped up the proms. Daryl Brogdon is your host. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stick around for Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
...to major remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
With the school year starting and summer winding down, it can be hard to adjust your routines. But when it comes to news, Morning Edition does the work for you. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
Yes, you will hear the very dire Morning Edition. 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Well, as you may have guessed, if you are a fan of film music, the focus of Film Music Friday tonight is David Shire, the great David Shire. He wrote his first film score when he was still in his early 20s. Tonight on Film Music Friday, some of his works from films, including All the President's Men, Farewell, My Lovely, The Hindenburg, and, of course, what we're hearing in the background, the theme to The Taking of Pelham 123. Love that film. Daryl Brogdon is your host. He is coming up immediately following the news headlines and star dates. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Lows in the mid-40s tomorrow night. No real chance of rain until Monday. This is Kansas Public Radio. The time is 7:01 and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Former President Barack Obama is campaigning on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona tonight. Obama received a rousing welcome from supporters at a rally in Tucson.
Are you fired up? Are you ready to go?
Obama urged the crowd to vote and vote early for the Democratic candidates on the state's ballot, including Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States. Obama also used his speech to take another swipe at former President Donald Trump.
He wants the middle class to pay the price for another huge tax cut that would mostly help him and his country club buddies. He doesn't care if he costs more women their reproductive freedoms because it won't make a difference in his life. Do not boo. Vote. They can't hear you when you boo, but when you vote, everybody can hear you.
Trump is also campaigning in Michigan. He's scheduled to hold a rally in Detroit at this hour. Officials in Lebanon tell NPR that the country's health sector was targeted by Israeli strikes today. Hezbollah militants have been locked in battles with Israeli forces for the last several weeks. NPR's Arzu Rezvani reports.
Hours after Israel announced it had killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, Hezbollah released a statement on one of its social media channels announcing a new escalatory phase in its war against Israel. The group said that its fighters have used new types of missiles and drones for the first time against Israel in recent days, a possible reference to the drone attack that breached Israel's defense system and hit a military base, killing four soldiers. In its announcement, Hezbollah said this new phase will become apparent in the coming days. Arzu Rezvani, NPR News, Beirut.
The Treasury Department has now closed the books on the just-ended fiscal year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the federal deficit topped $1.8 trillion.
Federal tax receipts hit a record high in the fiscal year that ended in September, 10% higher than the previous 12 months. But government spending grew even faster. The government's relying on borrowed money to make up the difference, and the interest payments on all that debt also set a record, topping $1.1 trillion. The government now spends more on interest payments than it does on either Medicare or defense. The only line item bigger than interest payments last year was Social Security, which climbed to more than $1.5 trillion. That's up 8% from the previous year, thanks to a growing number of retirees and a cost of living adjustment to help Social Security benefits keep pace with inflation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 18th.
More than 1.3 million chunks of ice and rock have been discovered in the asteroid belt, a wide zone between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. But asteroids don't always stay there. They can be kicked out of the belt by collisions or by the gravity of Jupiter. Some of these outcasts come close to Earth's orbit, so they're called near-Earth asteroids. Astronomers group these objects based on their orbits. The largest group is the Apollos. They account for more than half of all near-Earth asteroids. More than 20,000 have been discovered so far. Their orbits cut across Earth's orbit. Apollos are named for the first member of the group ever discovered, which was first seen in 1932. Apollo probably is about a mile in diameter, and it appears to have a moon that's about the length of a football field. The largest Apollo is called Sisyphus. It's perhaps 5 miles in diameter. That's about the size of the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs when it hit Earth 66 million years ago. Many other Apollos have also hit us. An asteroid just 60 feet in diameter exploded above Russia in 2013, for example. It shattered windows across a wide area, injuring about 1,500 people. And most of the meteorites found on Earth are fragments of Apollo asteroids. So astronomers are keeping their eyes on these potentially dangerous outcasts from the asteroid belt. We have skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Music there by David Shire for the movie 2010 on KPR's Film Music Friday. This was the sequel to Stanley Kubrick's 2001, which was released in 1968, and it's about the joint American and Soviet crew who are sent to Jupiter to discover the reason behind the failure of the Discovery 1 mission in the first movie. Welcome to Film Music Friday, where we celebrate the music of the movies each and every week.
I'm Daryl Brogdon, and tonight we're hearing the work of composer David Shire. His music has graced the Broadway stage, the pop charts, and movies. Coming up in the hour ahead, we'll hear music from Shire's first big break in films, Francis Ford Coppola's The Conversation, along with the crime thriller The Taking of Pelham 123. That and more is ahead later in the hour. David Lee Shire was born in Buffalo, New York. In 1937, he attended Yale, where he met his soon-to-be collaborator Richard Maltby Jr., with whom he composed a pair of musicals while both were still in college. After graduation, he went to New York City, where he had jobs as a rehearsal pianist and in various pit orchestras on Broadway, all the while continuing to work with Maltby on a musical, which premiered off-Broadway in 1961. In that same year, he got the opportunity to score feature film, albeit a low-budget thriller that was never released. Even though the film disappeared, Shire's original score has survived. And here's the music for Runaway, 1961, on KPR and Film Music Friday. By David Shire, that's the music for Runaway, a 1961 low-budget feature that was never actually released. You're on Kansas Public Radio. On tonight's Film Music Friday, we're hearing from composer David Shire, and coming up, music from The Conversation, a thriller about electronic surveillance, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. It's ahead in the next half hour. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Well, the holiday season will swing with KPR's Big Band Christmas. It's Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will again be on hand to provide some big band hits and some Christmas favorites, too. Tickets are on sale right now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. From the University of Kansas, your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. That's a suite from a film called Bed and Breakfast, featuring music by David Shire, who's featured here at the piano along with violinist Stuart Kanin. It's the music of David Shire on this week's Film Music Friday. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thank you for joining us here. News from NPR is ahead at 8:01, and before that, we'll hear David Shire's music for The Taking of Pelham 123, a score that's been called one of the best and most inventive scores of the 1970s. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvekot, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Well, now here's some of the music for The Conversation, 1974, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Gene Hackman plays a paranoid surveillance expert hired to eavesdrop on a couple who he soon suspects are going to be murdered. However, nothing in this film is quite what it seems to be. Here's music for The Conversation on KPR.
Thank you.
David Shire's famous score for The Conversation, 1974, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, on KPR's Film Music Friday. David Shire looked upon this film as his big break, and he expected he'd be provided with a full orchestra to perform his score. Well, as it happened, he was shocked to learn that Coppola wanted this music largely performed by a piano. Well, despite that handicap, the score created by David Shire was indeed a breakthrough, and it led to numerous other film scoring jobs. Still to come on Film Music Friday, there's news from NPR and more movie music on the way by David Shire in the 8 o'clock hour. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's music now for a film called The Taking of Pelham 123. It's all about a team of crooks who hijack a New York City subway train and demand $1 million in ransom and threaten to kill a passenger every hour until they receive the money. The music in this film is almost visceral, with angry tubas, explosive trumpets, screeching reeds, and a fat bass line that slaps you right in the face. This is music for The Taking of Pelham 123 by David Shire on KPR. music for one of the best thrillers of the 1970s, or any time, The Taking of Pelham 123, composed by David Shire, and here on Film Music Friday from Kansas Public Radio. This film was a big hit, and if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and check it out, along with David Shire's pounding score. This is Film Music Friday. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and tonight we're listening to the work of composer David Shire. Up ahead in the next hour, music from Return to Oz, Farewell My Lovely, and All the President's Men. Keep it right here on KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR. The news doesn't stop on the weekends either. That's why we've got Weekend Edition, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 10 a.m. From the University of Kansas, your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. The news is next, followed by the second half of Film Music Friday. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Louis Black in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Former President Donald Trump is campaigning in the swing state of Michigan tonight. He's holding a rally in Detroit 1 week after he criticized the city. In a speech to supporters, the Republican presidential nominee outlined parts of his economic plan.
Some say my defense of American jobs makes me a protectionist. And yes, I will protect what is ours. I will protect our workers. I will protect our jobs.
Vice President Kamala Harris is also campaigning in Michigan. Earlier tonight in Lansing, Harris laid out her vision for Americans.
We will build towards a future where we have an economy that works for all Americans. We will build what I call an opportunity economy so that every American has an opportunity to own a home, buy a car, build wealth.
With 2.5 weeks before the election, the race remains extremely tight between the two candidates in the state. Trump won Michigan in the 2016 election and lost there in 2020. The killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar came this week as NATO defense ministers were meeting in Brussels. Terry Schultz reports NATO and U.S. officials are discussing the impact his death might have on the alliance.
Defense Secretary Austin says there is now a better chance for peace in the Middle East.
Sinwar devoted his life to wrecking the chances of peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. He's finally been brought to justice, and that removes a huge obstacle.
NATO Secretary General Rutte also noted Sinwar's alleged responsibility for planning the October 7th, 2023 attacks on Israel, saying the alliance would continue monitoring the global threat environment.
I will not personally miss him. Obviously, there is the wider question of terrorism. NATO is, of course, vigilant in making sure that the alliance stays safe.
Rutte says he doesn't expect the killing to have any impact on NATO territory. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
There is currently no electricity in Cuba, at least not without a generator. Emily Green reports failure in the island's power grid has knocked out service for some 10 million people.
One of the country's largest power plants failed shortly before midday, prompting a total breakdown of Cuba's electrical system. The power outage comes after days of rolling blackouts. Cuba's prime minister blamed the problem on deteriorating infrastructure and fuel shortages exacerbated by Hurricane Milton, which has made it difficult for fuel deliveries to reach the island. Cuban officials have not indicated a timeline for when the power grid will be operational again. The massive blackout is a new low in a country that has already been dealing with a deepening economic crisis and widespread food shortages. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Mexico City.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News and Film Music Friday, Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
By David Shire, that's music for The Big Bus, 1976, here on KPR and Film Music Friday. The Big Bus is a spoof of disaster movies, which were very popular in the mid-70s, all about the first nuclear-powered bus. Some of what you just heard is called the Breaking Wind montage, which occurs in the film during an aerodynamic test of the nuclear bus. Tonight, on Film Music Friday, we're hearing the work of composer David Shire, whose career began in the early 1960s. He's written Broadway musicals, pop songs, and, of course, music for TV and film. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and later in this hour, music from Farewell, My Lovely, based on the detective thriller by Raymond Chandler. So now, from comedy to political thriller, All the President's Men is based on the bestseller by Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward, which recounts their investigation into the Watergate scandal of the early 1970s. Now, the story is that when David Shire watched a rough cut of this film, he asked the director, Alan J. Pakula, if it really needed any music. Pakula's response was that the music would remind the audience of the beating heart within every character in the story. So here's some of David Shire's understated score for All the President's Men on KPR.
Thank you.
That's music for All the President's Men, 1976, composed by David Shire, and here on KPR's Film Music Friday. Up ahead, we'll hear music from films like Farewell, My Lovely, The Hindenburg, and Return to Oz, all composed by David Shire. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. You know what? Every day you hear the difference on KPR. In-depth news and thoughtful civil conversations. Our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. More than 84%. Of KPR's operating budget comes from private support. Now more than ever is the time to invest in KPR and news that matters. Now's the time to discover how you can make a difference. Why not contribute right now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. and thanks. From the University of Kansas, your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Standing still now, they've dropped ropes out of the nose of the ship, and it's been taken a hold of down on the field by a number of men. It's starting to rain again. The rain had slacked up a little bit. The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from.
It bursts into flame. It bursts into flame, and it's falling. It's crashing. Watch it.
It's crashing. Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning and bursting into flames and it's falling on the mooring fast. And all the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now. And the frame is crashing to the ground. Not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the passengers screaming around here. I don't do it. I can't talk to people whose friends are on there. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, folks, I'm going to have to stop for a minute because I've lost the voice. This is the worst thing I've ever witnessed.
Thank you.
That is some of the beautiful music composed by David Shire for the Hindenburg, 1975, and here on KPR. This was a disaster movie about the destruction of the airship Hindenburg at Lakehurst Naval Air Station in 1937. While the film was not a box office hit, Shire's lovely score has been made available several times over the years. I'm Darryl Brogdon, here with the music of the movies each and every week. And thanks so much for tuning in tonight on KPR stations. Later on, we'll return to Oz with music from the film of that name, which continues the story of Dorothy Gale of Kansas and her adventures in the wonderful land of Oz. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982. With a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information is at CromwellEnvironmental.com. Private Detective Philip Marlowe is hired by an ex-con to find his girlfriend, who went missing while the con was in jail for bank robbery. That's the basic setup for Farewell, My Lovely, based on the famous novel by Raymond Chandler. The book had been filmed once before as Murder, My Sweet in 1944 with Dick Powell as Philip Marlowe. For the 1975 remake, Robert Mitchum steps into the role accompanied by a David Shire score. This is Farewell, My Lovely on KPR's Film Music Friday.
Thank you.
Music for Farewell, My Lovely, made in 1975 with Robert Mitchum, as Private Eye Philip Marlowe, and music by David Shire, all here on Film Music Friday from Kansas Public Radio. One review of the score says it's filled with melody, bluesy, haunting, and lovely, merging the Los Angeles of the 40s with the dramatic sensibility of the 70s. News from NPR's just ahead at 8:01 tonight. Film Music Friday, of course, is here every week at this time and available on demand anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Liberty Hall and 1313 Mockingbird Lane as they present Bram Stoker's Dracula, showing at Liberty Hall from October 18th to 20th. Tickets are available in the Liberty Hall box office or online at libertyhall.net. Now here's a listen to David Shire's score for Return to Oz, made in 1985. Now this is a decidedly darker tale than 1939's The Wizard of Oz. For this, Shire fashioned a score that's at times sinister and melancholy, but also tinged with some warmth and occasional sadness. This is music for Return to Oz on Kansas Public Radio. David Shire's music for Return to Oz, 1985 on KPR and Film Music Friday. This film's a little different take on the Oz story, certainly different than Judy Garland's 1939 version. That may be why the film didn't succeed, although that's a shame because it's a really well-made film. David Shire's still an active composer today, creating music for the Broadway stage as well as the occasional film or TV show. Thanks a lot for joining us for Film Music Friday tonight on KPR. I'm Daryl Brogdon. We're around every week at this time to celebrate the music of the movies. NPR News is next, followed by Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
On this week's Wait, Wait, the Secretary of the Treasury reveals how she prepared to smoke her first joint.
I always try to prepare when I can, and I thought, how can I prepare for this experience? Well, why don't I buy a pack of cigarettes and try to smoke them and see if I can inhale?
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for a show with more life hacks from Chapel Roan, David Alan Greer, and more on the News Quiz from NPR.
Tomorrow morning at 10 on KPR. From the University of Kansas, KPR's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Time's coming up on 9:01. The news is next. Then it's on to Jazz in the Night with your host, Bob McWilliams, all right here for you on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Former President Barack Obama is campaigning on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona tonight. Obama received a rousing welcome from supporters at a rally in Tucson.
Are you fired up? Are you ready to go?
Obama urged the crowd to vote for Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States. He also used his speech to take a swipe at former President Donald Trump.
Have you seen him lately? I mean, he is out there. He's given two and a half hour speeches, just word salads. You have no idea what he's talking about. He's talking about Hannibal Lecter. He's talking about this. He's talking about that.
Trump is also campaigning in Michigan. He's holding a rally in Detroit tonight. The Biden administration says the Hamas leader killed this week in Gaza was the main obstacle to a ceasefire and a hostage deal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Biden's national security spokesman John Kirby describes Hamas as, quote, a shadow of their former self right now. But they still hold hostages, including some Americans, and Kirby blames Yahya Sinwar for blocking a hostage and ceasefire deal.
His death does provide a unique opportunity here to try to take advantage of where we are with Hamas, where Israel is with Hamas, and see if we can't get a ceasefire in place.
That will be the task of Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's expected to travel back to the region soon. Meanwhile, Hamas is sounding defiant, saying the hostages won't be released until Israel stops what it calls the aggression in Gaza. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come under criticism from the U.S. and hostage families for not doing enough to secure a ceasefire. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has released nearly 2,000 pages of supporting materials in the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more.
Judge Tanya Chutkan rejected Trump's bid for a delay, reasoning that to keep the documents under wraps would itself be a form of election interference. Hundreds of pages include witness interviews conducted by the House Select Committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Also, Trump's tweets and passages from the book by former Vice President Mike Pence. Transcripts of grand jury testimony by Pence and other insiders remain under seal for now. Trump's pleaded not guilty to four felony charges in connection with his attempt to cling to power in 2020. If he wins the White House in November, he's expected to get rid of the prosecution against him. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 36 points today. This is NPR. Boeing's largest supplier of airplane parts says it will have to temporarily furlough 700 workers because of the ongoing labor strike. The company manufactures fuselages for Boeing, where production has slowed because of the walkout. Officials say the furloughs are expected to last 3 weeks. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will welcome its class of 2024 Saturday night. Kabir Bhatia from member station WKSU reports the ceremony is returning to Cleveland this year.
If I could turn back time.
Cher last year made headlines with her displeasure at being snubbed by the Rock Hall for more than three decades. Now she leads a class of 16 artists. Amanda Pechenya, the Rock Hall's director of curatorial affairs, says Cher donated several outfits for display.
Perhaps all was forgiven once the announcement was made. She's been around for almost six decades, having hits in every one of those decades. She's an icon.
Other long-eligible acts making the cut are Jimmy Buffett, Big Mama Thornton, and Kool & the Gang, who will be represented by their last surviving founder, Robert Kool Bell. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia in Cleveland.
The National Weather Service is warning that parts of the central and southern Rocky Mountains are expected to get snow this weekend. Forecasters say the higher elevations in Utah and Colorado could get between 10 and 20 inches. Recapping stocks on Wall Street, the Dow up 36 points today, the Nasdaq up 115. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
Invitation. That's done by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. One of their first recordings. That was Lee Morgan playing trumpet and Curtis Fuller on trombone. And, of course, Wayne Shorter playing tenor. Pittsburgh's own Art Blakey. Before that, Rick Germanson and the trio doing Quagmire. Thank you.
Thank you.